ABC Radio Australia.
Oxford University has announced it will be honouring one of its alumni, the late Makariti Papakura, with a posthumous degree. Born in 1873, Miss Papakura was a pioneering Māori scholar who enrolled at Oxford University in 1922. She became a widely regarded researcher, providing her insight of Māori culture and language at the time when it was marginalised. Tragically, Papakura passed away in 1930, just weeks before she was due to present her thesis. Whenau Whanua spoke with Papakura's great-niece, Ms. June Grant.
We were really excited because we've been waiting for this for a long time. Several years ago, we knew that there were a lot of young academics and scholars going to the university, and they always accessed her notes from the Pitt River Museum. All her notes were put into the museum. And it was such a scholarly work and such an academic piece of writing that we knew that it should be out there, which it has been for a number of years. It's been in all our libraries, but it should have been acknowledged as a degree, because the bad luck was that she died before she presented her papers for examination. She only died 3 weeks before it was presented, so it was sort of waiting for a long, long time, 95 years, in fact. We've been waiting for this to be acknowledged as a bona fide degree, which is like a reality for us that she actually got her degree. So it's a Master's of Philosophy in Anthropology, which is a very appropriate name for her study. And her study is wonderful. It's all about our people and the people in the village where she lived. So everything she writes about are our customary practices, how we lived every day, who we acknowledged, what our familial situations were in terms of marriage, birth, life, death, childbirth, the maramataka, honouring the sciences of our life. And so this is like a wonderful volume of work for us to read 100 years later and validate all that she has written about. So yeah, we're pretty excited and pretty humbled by the fact that Oxford University considered it worthy of this honour.
And it's certainly worthy, given the valuable information in it. As you pointed out, she revealed a lot about the Māori customs, and this was in the early part of the century. Could you describe what exactly she wrote about?
Well, we were living communally then, of course. It was the early 20th century, but we had been in processes of having other people colonise our country. So we were learning another way of life, which was to speak another language. And so some of our traditions were lost. And at the time that our grandmother had decided to go to university in England, which was by accident, because she had gone there in the first instance to be at the coronation of King George and Queen Mary. And she fell in love with an Englishman, and she married and she stayed in England. So she obviously thought that she was going to come back to New Zealand at some stage. But as it happened, she did not. So she enrolled at Oxford University to write the story of her people. At the time that she left New Zealand, she was being told by lots of historians and people that the Māori language was on its way out, that it was becoming redundant and that nobody would be speaking it anymore. So she went to try and make sure that she captured all of our history, our customary practices, our arts, especially our language. And she would be really, she'd be doing a little jig up there in heaven, because she knows that that's what happened, that we did retain that.
And she must be a role model as well for Māori. I mean, going to Oxford, and this was in the early 20th century, and she was a woman. Could you describe that?
Well, that was difficult too, because at the stage that she matriculated, which means she enrolled in 1926, I think, and they hadn't been enrolling women at Oxford. It was a men-only institution for education. So even her work, when she was writing about her tribal life, was dismissed as sort of like women's work. It was like, oh, what sort of validation does that have in our world? When in fact, it's the centre of our lives in terms of how we are as people. It's our customary practices that make us, educate us in the way we are and the way we behave and the way we see our world. So her work was very important to have that recorded. And she had decided that she was going to write everything down just in case it did fade out into obscurity.
It is sad that she didn't get to read her study. What did she pass away from, and could you describe that a bit?
She had a heart attack, but she was only 58 when she passed away, which seems very young. That was very young to pass away. Yeah, we regret that we didn't have time with her, but she's alive every time we open her book and read her pages. So that's a lovely legacy that she's left for us and her grandchildren and her great-grandchildren. And we number in the hundreds now, because she was also very attractive, and attractive women get great husbands. So
that's true. Oh, not all the time. last question. Her legacy and her contributions to Māori academia. How much has she contributed to Māori studies?
I think that even knowing that, you know how we have role models in life, and you think, you know, I can be like them, I can be like that person. I'm just happy that she has been profiled at last, because it's been a long time. It's been 100 years. And that's really important for us, because it's validating her knowledge and her inspiration to our young people.